Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go around the NFL with Fred Landry and Lopez. You are in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're about 3 hours away from game three of the ALCS. It is the day of Dallas Keuchel right here on In the Loop, episode 99. Tomorrow, episode 100, we're going to be sending you to the Jacksonville versus Houston game, final game of the season. But today, I will be at Minute Maid, and I will be buying Loopholes beer. So
what?
I'll be somewhere in the stadium. Hit me up at Landry Locker. I will buy you a beer. Just hit me up at Landry Locker. I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be. First, I don't know. It depends how much the station wants to give me to buy beer. First, X amount of people to come over. Just talk about the game. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'll get you a beer. We'll enjoy some Astros baseball. And that'll be that.
That's outstanding.
I tell you what, John and I were talking about it during the break, looking at the various ticket apps that are available out there. And right now, standing room only. 65 bones.
Not a bad deal.
No. That's not a bad deal. So I am debating on maybe grabbing me a little ticket and heading on over to Minute Maid. Of course, hell, I might pay more in parking.
You can park at my place and walk with me if you want.
$80.
Just have to register you.
I don't want to get my car towed.
You won't. We can register. We can register cars 24 hours. Promise. Just tell me.
You had issues with that before, so you're good now.
We've had it again, though, right?
Yeah, but it's all right. I got to take care of it. They're trying to rip me off. Threatened to report him to the Better Business Bureau. Went in there, asked a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Contacted the lawyer. May have had him email the complex.
Not a baby.
And I think I'm good right now.
Good for you.
I think I'm good right now.
You can probably park 8 or 9 cars down there.
No, I don't know about that.
Doesn't want to push his luck.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to push his luck.
That. So Landry's going to be buying beers for Loopholes.
Buying beers.
If you're at the game. Where can they reach you again?
At Landry Locker on Twitter. Sports Radio 610 will be tweeting it out. But get you some brews. Nothing goes better with baseball like a nice little stadium brew. So come on down. I'll probably get there about 3 o'clock. Probably leave right after the show. And we'll set you up right here on Sports Radio 610. And by the way, after the game, you guys know me. There's a lot of shows that are on the station sometimes that I won't even mention. I won't give an endorsement. I am a company guy, but I think I live by, if you don't have anything nice to say, sometimes don't say anything at all. The Shift with Fogle Patrick, best post-game show Astros-wise in town. Maybe the best baseball show. So be sure to listen to that after the game as well. We got you covered right here at Sports Radio 610 when it comes to the Astros trying to go back-to-back.
No question about it. It is definitely a good baseball show. And like I said, I'm not saying it because I work here. I've known Fogle since I returned to the station. Mm-hmm. I've yet to meet Pat, but I've heard him on the radio. He had one of the top Astro blogs.
He's doing a little Facebook Live right outside the stadium right
now. Yeah. Time.
Yeah. So, no, it's definitely worth your listen. So make sure you do it and do it right. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, let's get right down to it. This is, we've heard from B.O.B. on how he talks to the media. This is Sean McVay, who I have been a huge fan of since he came in the National Football League, is actually, the same age, maybe a year older than one Mr. Landry Locker. Landry, could you see yourself being a head coach of a National Football League team?
If you gave me an OC, a DC, and a very good special teams coach and a good roster, yes.
Wow.
Oh, me too, so, I guess.
I mean, lay it out like that.
No, but
I'll
tell you this.
On Madden?
We're talking about beer. We're talking about beer right now. If you gave me an unlimited bar tab starting at 10 a.m. on a Sunday, and I consumed, let's say, 7 beers or something like that, I would have better game management skills than B.O.B. When it comes to calling timeouts and challenges and all that,
yeah, because you're sitting
absolutely.
At home drinking beer.
No, yeah. Absolutely, I could.
I want you. 100%. I think. Okay, here's the deal, real quick. All you fantasy nerds out there,
100%.
Devontae Freeman's been placed on the IR, so that's kind of a blow. But he's been worthless all year anyway.
Sucks for him.
I'll tell you what. If you've got Tariq Coleman, you're feeling pretty
oh, yeah.
Or
good
Telvin.
About
or Telvin.
Who?
Or Telvin Coleman.
Oh, is it Telvin?
Yeah.
What'd I call him?
Tariq.
Tariq? Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of Tariq Cohen. I'm thinking of Tariq Cohen, who's the Bears backup. Had a nice night the other day. Anyway, point is.
Interesting.
Point, well, they're both black. I mean, yeah, okay. I get it. As is 90% of the NFL. Here's the deal, though. Isn't there something to be said for, you know, if you're drinking at your house, watching the game, versus being on the sideline in the throes of
chaos? I think it'd be easier.
What, to be in the throes of the chaos and say, yeah, let me know when and when not to call
timeouts?
Knowing
when to call timeouts, yes, I think it would be easier.
You're tripping.
I really do. I'm not going to sit here and say, look, I'm not one of these guys who says I could have made that throw or anything like that. But I think as far as in-game management and stuff, it's pretty cut and dry. All you got to do, and this is shout out to Dan Griffin. I don't even know if he's still alive, but he's my Little League baseball coach, and he taught. I wish he would have coached Bill O'Brien in Little League baseball, because I think Bill O'Brien would be better off. And I recommend this to all the kids, whether you're a kid playing any sport or whether you're an adult in your beer softball league.
Softball.
This is all you have to do in each situation, each play. You got to think through your mind, and you got to ask yourself, what am I going to do? If the ball comes to me, what am I going to do in this situation?
Before every
pitch. If you do that before each play, Bill O'Brien would be better at in-game management. For example, there are 55 seconds left. I have two timeouts. Well, if I use both of these timeouts, the clock's going to run out. So why the hell am I using my timeouts? I don't know. B.O.B., if you'd ask yourself that question, you wouldn't do these things. When are we going to hear from Sean McVay?
Right now.
Right
there
now.
He goes.
Fortunately, when you look at the injury to Cup yesterday, you know, it looks bad. You always think the worst right away, and got a little knee sprain right there. He's going to be week to week. Most likely, he probably will miss this week's game. And then depending upon how he responds, you know, it'll just kind of be on a week to week basis. But that's really, you know, fortunate news when you start thinking the best and when you just look at the way that play looked. Roger Saffold got a knee sprain as well. We expect him to be able to go this week. Matt Longacre had some back spasms, but he should be, you know, day to day, but it, you know, not expecting him to miss any time. And Brockers as well with his AC sprain. So positive news, unfortunate for Cooper that he probably will miss this week, but thank goodness that it wasn't something that looked like it could potentially be season ending.
Now here's B.O.B. when updating his injury report with Deshaun Watson and Lamar Miller last week.
Morning.
Good morning, Coach.
Good.
Sure.
Do I think he will play?
Yeah.
I'll let the injury report, you know, give you guys the most updated information, but he's been able to do some things in practice.
Yeah, but you like the way decision.
What would I call it?
Game time decision.
Whatever you want to call it.
What have you thought about his mobility and everything? This
good.
Week? Same thing on Lamar Miller being a game time.
Yep. Oh, you said that. I just said that his movements were good in practice. You label the decision however you want to label it. That's up to you.
Here's McVay fielding a question to the follow-ups. Just to be fair, we want to give accurate representation. That was his opening statement. You heard how Bill O'Brien answers questions about injuries. Let's just hear Sean McVay when a member of the media asks him.
You know, that's a good question, Lindsay. Those are things that we're still working through when we put the game plan together. You know, certainly Robert will take on a role that he might fill some of the voids that are left by Cooper like he's done over the last couple weeks. Brandon's got some position flexibility as well. And then we've got confidence in Josh and Cadero. You know, and then depending upon what we end up doing, whether you end up getting somebody else in here or not, those are things that are going to be predicated on our game plan. But you know, it's a big loss, however you cut it, and guys will be needed. Guys will be asked to step up, and that's exactly what the expectation will be.
Wow.
That's a good question.
Wow.
That's a good
question. It's not hard to do this, man.
Wow.
No,
it's really not.
And we joked around before the show, but I you know, I would employ the B-Rabbit Eminem 8 Mile, you know, strategy. Mm-hmm. Hello. Come out, say what you need to say off the top. This is what we're at. This mm-hmm. is the injury deal, especially in a situation like we're with Deshaun, where, you know, that's all we were waiting to hear was what was going on. And in fairness, that same week, and we haven't, of course, what's today? Well, today's Tuesday, so we won't know until later tomorrow, and maybe we'll see it now just because. But prior to last week, how many videos do you guys remember seeing of Deshaun Watson at practice? Prior to last week?
There was the occasional training camp.
The occasional, yes, training camp. But how many had you seen in week where you saw one Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of different media members tweeting out pictures of Deshaun Watson practicing? You hadn't, all right? I mean, it was clearly the biggest story. And I'm going to go back to what Pat Shurmur did. I'm going to go back to what Frank Reich did, what Pat Shurmur did after the ODB or Odell Beckham interview on ESPN, after what Frank Reich did on the 4th and 4 when you know, he got crucified by the media across the league because of what he did against the Texans. They started off their press conferences with, "I know what you guys want to talk about, so here we go."
Right.
On that past Friday, B.O.B. knew everybody wanted to talk about what's up with Deshaun Watson and can this dude play on Sunday.
Right.
So, you know, and again, people are going to say, well, you guys are the media. He doesn't owe you anything. You guys are nitpicking.
It's not about owing us anything. It's what the fans need, and also he's turning the fans on him.
It's the fact the fans don't like
it's
you.
It's a bad look on
they
him.
They don't like him.
Yeah.
They do not. Like, they don't.
He doesn't need to tell me
they
what's
do
going
not,
on.
They do not like Bill O'Brien in this town.
Yeah. It's true.
For whatever reason.
Well, that's part of the reason.
Well, he didn't have to tell me specifically what's going on, but he does kind of need to tell us something.
And he's
going to
say, "I don't care. I only care about what the ownership and the players care about. Everybody cares about, you know, what their reputation is or how they're being perceived."
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. He can't get over it.
He's trying to be Belichick.
Yeah.
He really is. Like, it's awkward. Like, when he's going back and forth, he's trying to be Belichick.
Yeah.
If they win on Sunday,
well, wins, you know, go to 7 Super Bowls.
They win on Sunday, and will we be singing a different tune? That's the question.
I don't know.
That's the question. We're gonna take a trip inside the locker room. Does Landry Locker have a surprise for all of you in about almost 3 hours? I'll tell you what it is next. Don't go anywhere. We're going to the locker room. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.